Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. Today we talk about the life of Earl and Charlotte Hall. Earl was very instrumental in establishing a couple of things in our community, the Lone Oak Country Club and the Jessamine County Youth Baseball Association. We'll talk to two of his six children, Kathy Blankenship and Sonny Hall, about the lives of their parents right after this word by our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here, still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things. We are here today to talk about a fella and his wife and his whole family, for that matter. I must tell you some little history that I have. I grew up as a grandchild of some people who lived on Greenwood Drive. And when you grow up on a certain section in town, especially as a small child, your whole world is basically limited to that street. You know, I know there was a lot of people in Nicholasville, but to me, everybody that mattered lived on Greenwood Drive because that's where I spent the time with my grandparents. They lived over there, and I might mention for some people that listen that are from Jessamine County, you may remember people like Leo Wild and the Colliers, and of course the Nicholasville Baptist Parsonage was across the street with Earl Holman and Tom Miller. You get into people like Ralph Burris, Cleveland Thompson, but right next door to the house where my grandparents lived was a couple who I think, if I'm wrong, correct me, but I believe probably lasted on that street longer than anybody I named. And that was Earl Hall and his wife, Charlotte. And they lived there, I don't know, we're going to talk about how long they were maybe over there, but they lived right next door, and of course there was six kids, I think, two boys and four girls, is that right? And we were just discussing before the program, five of them I knew. I didn't realize there was one of the sisters. We're going to talk about who those people are, but anyway, we welcome to our show today two of those children, Sonny, who is, I think you're the oldest son, is that correct? And Kathy, who of course is not the oldest daughter, but Kathy now married to Chuck Blankenship. Good morning and welcome. Let's start out by talking about your dad and Earl and his beginnings, and we'll get into how he met your mom and your kids, and then we're going to talk about some things particularly that your dad did that he was involved with in this community that a lot of people are still involved with and may not realize the connection. So tell us about Earl Hall. Where did he get his start? Where was he born?
Thanks, Doug. Dad was born in Shelby County and raised in Shelby County. He attended Glen Eyrie High School, and Dad was very, very athletic. He played baseball and basketball, and that's where he met Mom. They both went to Glen Eyrie High School. Mom was a cheerleader. Our beginnings were back in Shelbyville, and later, Daddy moved to Lexington and Somerset and eventually settled in Jessamine County in 1959.
Now, let's go back. They get out of high school. Did he have post-secondary education?
No, high school.
Uh-huh. How long after that did they marry?
They married in 1943, uh-huh. In June 15th, 1943, which was, I don't know, a year or two after the graduated, I guess.
So for 16 years, he was in these other places. You mentioned Lexington, you mentioned Somerset.
Correct.
Some kind of an occupation?
Right. So Dad was with Kentucky Farm Bureau. The first couple years out of high school, he helped his dad on the farm, and uh-huh. and then he got a job with Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Mm-hmm. And he was an agent for a year or two, and then he went into the claims division.
Okay.
And it's with Kentucky Farm Bureau that he got transferred around and eventually wound up in Jessamine County.
Do we know any particular reason that he ended up here?
The story I remember was that they were headed to Danville. They uh-huh. were going to look at a house in Danville.
Yeah.
And on the way to Danville, right before they left to go or whatever, they got a call that said that there was this house in Nicholasville mm-hmm. that he might want to look at. Mm-hmm. So he turned around and came back and looked at the house on Maple Street, and we stayed there.
Whereabouts on Maple would that have been?
On Maple Street, it's there across from where Peter Sutherland's, so the Sutherland's
right
live.
Next yeah. Door, right next if you're going, folks, if you're going out Maple away from Main Street to be on the right side, it was one of the big houses a set way back?
It's actually on the corner of Maple and Phillips Court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And was it the brick house or the little white house?
It was a two-story white.
The other corner is where Harold Floyd lived,
exactly.
I think, for years.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So that would be across from, was that across from McMurtry's?
Yes, he's a let down just a little bit, but close.
Uh-huh. So they're on Maple Street. They moved to Jessamine County. Now, had any of you kids been born by this time?
All of us.
Janet was six months old when we moved
to Nicholasville.
So he gets Jessamine County. Well, that's a good place to talk about the fact that at some point in time they decided to have a family. So let's start with the kids and name them. And if you maybe easier just go oldest to youngest. Tell me a little bit who they are, who they were, you know, are married to, who their kids are. Just kind of a recap maybe what they did. So who was the oldest?
Okay, so Sue was the oldest.
Uh-huh.
And Sue was born in 1946. And all six of us kids graduated from Jessamine County High School.
Mm-hmm.
Sue worked at UK after graduating from high school. She was married to Hugh Glenn O'Connell initially for a few years, and she's been married to Gerald Hill now for the past 20 or 30 years. And they live in Lexington right now.
Okay. And how many kids does she have?
Sue does not have any.
She didn't have any children. Okay.
That's correct.
And then next in line would be?
That would be me.
That's you. First boy comes along.
Yeah, yeah. So I was actually born in Shelbyville, and I was 10 years old when we moved to Jessamine County.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in fifth grade, and from fifth grade on, I was raised in Jessamine County and mm-hmm. graduated from Jessamine County High School. I went to UK. And I actually graduated from Northern Kentucky University, and I've had a career in telecommunications with Cincinnati Bell.
Oh, yeah?
And I also had a career as a microbiologist in a lab in Cincinnati where we did lab work for about seven area hospitals in Cincinnati.
Well, that's kind of two different worlds, isn't it?
It's two opposite worlds.
Yeah,
they are. But my love was always biology. I was a biology major in at UK, but circumstances got me into telecommunications, and so that's why I had two careers.
Yeah. And your family?
I had three children. I have a son, Troy, who presently lives in Jessamine County.
Mm-hmm.
Troy is actually 47 now, and I have two daughters who are both deceased, Alicia and Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any grandkids?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a total of seven grandchildren.
Seven grandkids.
Yeah.
And all spoilt rotten, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed.
Are they old enough to play golf? Because if you're a Hall, I would assume that you probably know a little bit about golf.
That's correct. Yeah, I play golf. I'm a fanatic, just like Dad was.
Good.
And my son plays a little.
Good.
Too.
Yeah. All right, so who next in line after, was that Patrice?
No,
all right.
Billy.
Oh, Billy was next?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
Billy was next.
All right.
And so Billy's 3 years younger than me, and he was also born in Shelbyville.
Yeah.
But both Billy and I, I guess Billy was in the second grade when we moved to Jessamine County, and we both finished high school in Jessamine County. We both were very active in sports, played baseball, football, basketball, and Dad was always there to watch us.
Yeah.
Billy married Cindy Harmon, and they have two kids, Will and Brandon. Brandon's nickname is Bear, and so he has two kids. And, of course, Billy passed away from a heart attack a couple of years ago.
Yeah. It was 2015. Is that right?
That's correct.
Because it seems to me, and correct me here any time that I bring up something that could be incorrect, it kind of a succession there for about 3 years. I mean, you lost your mom and your dad first. Yeah, and then Billy and then your mom,
that's
right
correct.
In a row.
That's correct. Yeah. 3 years in a row, and all in March, and it was a tough 3 years.
I'm sure. And continues to be. I mean, because you've got more sadness that we'll talk about in a few minutes in the family, too. Billy, for a lot of people may remember, worked at RECC well.
That's correct.
Bluegrass Energy, I remember it as RECC.
That's correct.
And the REA.
Yeah,
Bluegrass, REA, RECC, Bluegrass Energy is where he worked for, I guess pretty much all his life, didn't he? I mean, all of his career, working career?
He actually worked in telecommunications himself with me way back. But he spent probably, I don't know, 25 or 30 years with RECC. Or Bluegrass Energy.
Yeah. All right, so we've got the oldest daughter, and now we've got the two boys who got stuck in the middle of all these girls. Correct. Who was the next? Patrice, I guess, would have been next. Talk about her.
Patrice was next. And there was 3 years between Sue and me and 3 years between me and Billy, but there was only, about 18 months.
Yeah.
But Patrice was born in Shelbyville also. Patrice, like the rest of us, was raised in Jessamine County, and she graduated JCHS, and then she went to UK and graduated from UK. She married C.B. Thompson.
Mm-hmm. And Next door neighbor. Is that how they met, you guys?
Well, obviously that's where they knew each other initially from.
Yeah.
So we've had an affiliation with the Thompsons most of our life.
Sure.
And
we've all worked for them. We worked.
That's correct.
Sue was the only one that didn't work for the Thompsons.
Yeah, I worked for Mr. Thompson, Thompson's Market, right downtown here.
Patrice, now they have two boys, is that right?
No,
they got a girl, too.
Yeah, the two boys, Tevis and Tyler, mm-hmm. and their daughter's name is Tessa.
Yeah.
They spread out across the United States.
Yeah.
Tevis and Tyler both live in California, and Tessa lives in New York.
They are spread out. Wow.
Yeah.
So how many grandkids does Patrice have?
She doesn't have any? No, she doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got two boys and two girls. Now, who is next? Would that be you?
That would be me.
That would be Kathy.
You got to talk about yourself, Kathy. Kathy, how much younger are you than Patrice?
3 years.
3 years separated you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So when you came along, how old would Sue have been?
She was 10 years older than me.
Okay, so she's got a new little baby doll to play with when Kathy's born at 10 years old. You grew up, of course, you graduated in Jessamine County High also.
Yes.
How did you meet Chuck Blankenship?
We were in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
And he walked into the gym with his dad just to meet his teacher. We were sitting there waiting to go. We went to school from 1 to 7. And we're sitting in
Split
the gym.
Session, Split folks. Sessions. That's what she's talking about, yeah.
And I was sitting in the bleachers, and he walked in the door with his dad and to meet his sixth grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking at him thinking he was a cute kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I fell in love with him then because I've never loved anybody but him.
Really? Just Chuck.
And of course, we've been together ever since.
if that name is familiar to you folks, Chuck is a salesperson at Sutherland Chevrolet, and I've bought too many cars from him. But that's good. I'm glad I've got somebody I can trust. It's always good to have somebody like that.
Exactly.
So, your children.
So, and then we have two children. We have my daughter is, her name's Christina, but everyone calls her Kiki. She's married to Ben Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And they have two children and currently are caring for three additional babies. And then my son, Billy, he is married to Mackenzie. She was Mackenzie Lane from Wilmore. And they don't have any children, but they do fostering of children.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Lexington, works for Fayette Heating and Air.
Okay.
And Kiki is a teacher she's taught at West Middle, but now she is currently a teacher at East High.
Shelly Spann's her mother-in-law,
right.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
That used to teach at Warner for years.
Right,
and years,
exactly.
Year. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Who retired.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have now, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got two left.
No, you just
or
have
I got
Janet.
One left.
Just
have
Janet.
We done five? Oh,
there
I guess, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So how much younger is Janet than you?
3 years.
So the only one that they missed was Billy and Patrice.
Of course, we all say the five of us are born within 3 weeks of each other. Our birthdays are within 3 weeks of each other in January.
Did mom and dad just have one big party for y'all?
Yes. I mean, it just well, no. In the beginning, we didn't. She celebrated every single birthday separately. We just always did. But then when we got older and we had kids, then we would have that one big giant birthday party in January, early February. And we say that we were planned. And and that Patrice was an accident. But now Patrice says we were accidents.
she was planned. I can hear her say that, too.
Yeah.
Janet, let's see, the best I can figure, she would have been born around 59.
She was born in 59.
And tell us a little bit about Janet.
Janet was born in Somerset. Now, I was born in Lexington. I was the only one born in Lexington. Mm-hmm. But Janet was born in Somerset. And then she was 6 months old when Mom and Dad moved to, when we moved to Nicholasville. And she, of course, was very active in everything. Janet was one of the first employees at the McDonald's when Alan Arles started this McDonald's. Yes, yeah. Janet was first employee there.
Yeah.
She then went to college, graduated from UK, had a teaching degree. She taught fifth grade at both Brookside Elementary and then spent the majority of her years at Rosenwald in the fifth grade. Mm-hmm. She had four children, Tiffany is now married to J.R. Allen, and they have four children.
Mm-hmm. And off Main Cheer, folks. That's who that is.
Off Main Cheer, yes. Yep. Let's get a plug in there for her. Yes, she has Off Main Cheer. She was a cheerleading coach at the high school, middle school and high school for several years. Mm-hmm. Now she has her own gym. Then, of course, there was Little S, and he was her second.
What year did Les die?
2001.
Has it been the golly? Time has gone so quick. He was next. Who was the third?
And then there was Kate. And Kate is 28 now. She graduated from UK also. Tiffany, actually, she graduated from UK, and she's a teacher. Mm-hmm. Actually, she got her degree, though, from Asbury. And then Kate, she graduated from UK. Mm-hmm. And she's working, and she has a job in the healthcare field in Lexington. Mm-hmm. And then Mackenzie, which we call Skinny. Everybody knows her as Skinny.
Right. She just recently got married, didn't she?
She got married a year ago this past June.
Yeah.
And she teaches at Rosenwald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Fitch.
Yes, she married Matt Fitch. She sure did. And so
now, of course, we didn't mention Janet was married to Les Klim.
Right. Yeah, Janet was married.
Yeah.
To
now, when did you? We talked about Les dying in 2001. Janet passed away when?
2003.
2 years later. Okay.
2 years later.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that covers all the kids and grandkids. Do you have a grand total? We know there's six children. How many grandchildren we have? Do you have that?
I think it's 14.
Okay, and greats.
Yeah, nine
great. Oh, okay. All right. We've got our numbers here.
Nine.
All right. Let's the family. Let's move on to a little bit more about your mom and dad. Earl, of course, you said worked for Kentucky Farm Bureau for years, and of course he raised his family that way. But Earl, as you also mentioned, was a big sportsman. And he was involved in a few things here in our community. And I'm talking about guys on the ground floor of a few things that still goes on today. And because of him and some other gentlemen in this town having the foresight to get these things started, we still enjoy them. So which one you want to talk about first, the Lone Oak or the baseball?
Yeah, baseball probably.
Okay, all right.
The baseball actually came first. And, when we first moved to Nicholasville, Daddy immediately got involved with the Little League program here, and he was assistant coach for the Tigers, and I played for the Tigers that year. And Tommy Thornton was head coach that year. Dad was assistant, and then the next year, Dad became head coach of the Tigers. And from that point, Dad was really involved with the youth program here at Jessamine County, and he became president of the Little League Babe Ruth Association. And together with some other men in the community, they built a new Little League park at the high school, which was adjacent to where the high school field is today.
Right.
Prior to that, the original Little League field was actually just west of the football field, down below the football field.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Over toward Cook Lane.
Cook Lane. It was on the corner of Cook Lane and 27. Yeah. That's where the original field was.
Okay. See, I played when it was up.
Yeah,
here,
right.
Up this way toward the high school more.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So,
but they were very involved. And, you know, people like Joe Daugherty. I mean, there's several others that were all in that group that kind of got going.
Holton West. Bobby Connects.
Yeah.
Elmer Stevenson.
Yeah.
Several people.
A lot of well-known names there.
For sure.
You know, and I'll interject this right now because I don't want to forget to say it. There's a lot of people in this town that are like this. Your dad always impressed me. He was one of those guys, when he set his mind to do something, it was all or nothing.
Oh, yeah.
That was Dad.
Yeah.
That was Dad.
And I'm sure that this was one of those things that was all or nothing. Then, of course, he also, being a sportsman, and we've alluded this before, he was a big golfer. So how does his involvement with that and Lone Oak come about?
Yeah. So it's funny. Yeah. Daddy, golf was Daddy's passion, but the way Daddy actually got started playing, we lived in Lexington, I'm sure, and I think Mom got him a set of golf clubs in the mid-50s for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And Daddy tells a story about how he got started playing. He took his clubs and he went to Picadome.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's not called Picadome now. It's behind the Campbell House in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was embarrassed because he never played before, and wasn't sure he could do it. And he said he parked in the parking lot there behind the Campbell House where you could see the first tee. And he said he sat in the car for a while, and he was hesitant to get out and play because he wasn't sure he could hit the ball. And he said he watched this group come down to the first tee, and he sat there and watched them. The first guy got up on tee box, and he topped the ball about 10, 15 yards off the tee box. And Daddy said, "Well, I know I can do that well." And with that, he got out of the car and he played.
That's the only confidence builder he needed.
And that was from that point on. That golf was a passion with Daddy. Yeah, correct.
And I guess now, how old was Earl when he died?
He's 91.
Right. He played.
He was, in fact, today would be Daddy's 95th birthday.
Oh, really?
95 today.
But he was able to golf for.
Oh, he golfed right.
Like right close to the end, didn't
exactly,
he?
Exactly.
He
and,
did.
And he it really bothered him when he got to the point that he couldn't. But yeah, he did.
Your mom was a golfer too, wasn't she? Didn't she? Did I remember that?
At one point, Daddy did get Mom clubs.
Yeah.
She played a little, but not much.
Not like him.
Yeah.
So how did this idea of him and these fellas? You showed me a great picture earlier with some people in it that we recognize, like Gene Royce and Henry Thompson, and we said Bobby Knetzer and a couple others, Mr. McCuddy. How did that all come about that they would decide that we need a place to play golf here in this county, in this community?
Yeah, so I was at that time I had just graduated from high school, but yeah, they all got together and they decided that Jessamine County needed a golf course, and they had several meetings and discussing it, and Daddy, and then they finally decided that Lone Oak, the location of Lone Oak, would be a good place. And
now, one thing we might mention here, Sonny, is at that point in time, what year would that have been? You said the year you graduated?
Yeah, at 67.
Okay.
Yeah.
At that point in time, the location of Lone Oak, you were way out in the country.
That's correct.
I mean,
that's
at that
correct.
Point, you, there was nothing. You were out there.
Absolutely.
Do you know who owned that farm? Do you have any idea?
I forget.
Okay.
No,
but that was somebody way out there, and somehow they decided, I guess, that'd be a good place for it. Must have got a pretty good price, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead.
So Daddy was instrumental in making the application for the loan to build Lone Oak.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually we have a picture of Dad holding the $300,000 check that was used to build the course. Of course, today $300,000 wouldn't build one hole. But,
right.
But
and I'm assuming that, I guess this is the way it worked at that point in time. These fellas had to figure out a way to start selling memberships or something to pay for this. Is that how it worked?
True. And I know Henry Sandage,
uh-huh.
who also
yeah, lived across the street. That's right, Greenwood.
Uh-huh, on Greenwood. He tells the story that he had never played golf before,
uh-huh.
but Daddy was out there pushing the membership, and at the time it was just $25. All they had to do was pay
$25.
To, you know, if he wanted to, they wanted to be a part of this country club, you know, golf. And so he said he had never played golf, but Daddy said, "Oh, if I can do it, you can do it," you know. And sure enough,
and Henry still plays today.
And he still plays. Yeah, he does. So he says he's. But he had never played before either. So.
Well, when they decided to do this, I guess the golf course was the real reason they started it. Mm-hmm. And so because of a golf course, you have to build a clubhouse. Did the pool just kind of, that was one thing you
it
did?
It was all at the same time.
And a tennis they court, were, you just mm-hmm. kind of did it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did the whole, Janet and I would, we would go with Daddy and Mama every night after supper. We would drive out there and Daddy would check on the progress,
yeah.
make sure everybody was doing what they were supposed to be doing. And
wow.
Janet and I would play on the dirt piles. I can remember it very well while it was all being built.
Yeah.
And
you know, that picture, I asked you whose farm that was, that could have been part of the Rout property.
You know, I was going to
because Bob
say
was
that,
in that picture, mm-hmm. and it's right next to it. So it may have been at some point.
I was thinking that,
yeah.
but wasn't sure.
Yeah, right. We don't know for sure, but it's greatly possible. And, of course, that's you said 1967. Is that what you said?
Correct.
I mean, we're looking at, oh gosh, 50 years this year.
Correct.
Yeah, since
that's
they stayed. Isn't that amazing?
That's mm-hmm. correct.
And there's been a lot of people that has swung a lot of clubs and dipped in that pool in the last 50 years. And it's still going, as far as I know, pretty well. This kind of stuff, the Lone Oak, the baseball, aside from you kids, was that what he was most proud of, that he was able to do things like that?
That's correct. Yeah, that's the way his commitment and the way
yeah.
he served the community, those two events were the biggies.
Yeah, and I know that people recognize that because the best I can remember the last time I was on the Lone Oak Golf Course, there's a pretty nice little, I think, a bench memorial mm-hmm. to him out there that I noticed and was glad to see because of the work that he put into
in
that.
In fact, I looked for that picture. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
They did. We had a little ceremony for him out there, and the family came, and they presented it to him, and it says Earl Hall, the Arnold Palmer of Lone Oak.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I mean, and it's quite a tribute when you think Arnold Palmer and what he meant to the game
sure.
of golf and the charisma and personality and to say Daddy was that to Lone Oak. Yeah,
right.
It's a great tribute.
It sure is.
Yeah.
And they made him a lifelong member.
Right.
You know,
one person that I want to mention, too, and sometimes in that era, the wife doesn't get quite the attention that the husband did, especially back in those days. And that's the way that times were.
Sure.
But we all know who the boss was. We all know who took care of that household.
Oh, yes.
But I must ask, not that it wasn't enough, did Charlotte ever work outside the home, or was she?
Not until I was, I was about a sophomore, junior in high school. And she went to work. We were all in school. She mm-hmm. finally went to work with Patrice and CB when they opened up the food town over in Lancaster.
Squire's Retreat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Squire's Retreat.
Is that right? Squire's Retreat?
Pleasant Retreat.
Thank you. You're right. Pleasant Retreat.
You're right.
The other side of Lancaster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they opened the food town over there. In fact, Patrice and CB moved over there. And Mama went to work as a cashier over there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to ask y'all a question. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to listen to any of our programs or not, but I've asked this question to a lot of our guests, and it's one that's interesting. I get some very interesting answers. I'm going to ask you first, Sonny, and you'll get the benefit of having get to think about it, Kathy, because I will have asked him. In a word, describe, from your point of view, Earl Hall.
Describe Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hardest question you'll have all day.
Yeah. Dad, to me, was the perfect father.
There you go.
Family man.
And family always came first with Dad. And Dad was a glue. My mom and Dad,
mm-hmm.
Our family's always been close. And so when I think of Dad, it's the perfect father figure.
Yeah. And, you know, that's great that you answered that way, because you can build all the golf courses you want. You can manage all the baseball teams you want. You can adjust all the car wrecks you want. But when you get right down to the bottom line, what you just said is the most important.
That's correct.
Is taking care of your family.
Yeah.
What about
we used to always? I would say, very dedicated to the family. That's for sure. But I used to think that the biggest attribute that Mom and Dad both had was making each one of us six kids feel like we were their favorite.
You
know,
yeah.
We were, you know, there were six of us, but, yeah. You know, we used to tease each other,
yeah.
too, about who
yeah.
was the favorite.
Sure. Sure.
But we really all felt like we were the favorite
yeah.
child.
Yeah. That's a sign of a good parent. Now, to you, I'll ask the same question about your mom. I'll ask you first. Give a word to describe Charlotte Hall.
Oh, my. Oh, gosh. Very devoted to her family.
Yeah.
She as Sonny said, was the glue that kept us all, you
right.
know, right,
right
here. Mama worked from the time she got up in the morning till she went to bed at night. We had
yeah.
three meals a day. You sat down and ate every meal at the table.
Yeah.
We had supper every night at the same time.
Yeah.
I remember when we all went on different sessions, double session,
mm-hmm.
and she would fix a big supper, and those that were there could eat it, and the rest of them went in the oven, and as you came in from school, you ate your supper,
mm-hmm.
but she always had a big meal. You know, I can remember Mama, with six kids, you did laundry every day, and we had a washing machine, but no dryer, and so
mm-hmm.
it didn't matter whether it was snowing and what the weather was, she would put her boots on and go out to the clothesline and hang up all of her
mm-hmm.
clothes, and
yeah.
she just was a, you know, she was just... She was always there.
Mom's job was her family.
Yes, yeah.
Sure.
Kathy,
sure.
Kathy,
the hardest job in the world,
that's
by
true.
The way.
Yes, it
that's
was. True.
And you know, when you re-listen to some of the things you've told me about, some of the sadness that lady went through in losing two children. How many grandchildren?
Three grandchildren.
And of course, you know, the husband, and I mean, it's just, she had to be a very strong woman to maintain all that and to keep you guys through that
yeah,
era.
She amazed us with how strong she was.
Yeah. And you know something, Sonny, I have noticed, because I have had it in my family, and a lot of times guys don't like to admit this, but when you get to those kind of times, I have found that women are a whole lot stronger than men. They are.
I agree.
They can get through those times better.
Times,
you know, I had the pleasure of knowing both of your parents, and again, I get back to what I said in the beginning. Growing up with grandparents on Greenwood Drive, the whole world lived on Greenwood Drive in my eyes.
Yeah.
But when I think about, and this is nothing against anybody else in the county and where they live, but when I think about those people on Greenwood Drive, who they were, and what all they contributed to our community, it's really kind of overwhelming to think that they would be concentrated on that one street. When you start, as we mentioned, from the Colliers and go to the Wilds and go to your parents and go to the Thompsons and Mr. and Miss Reed
and the Mortons.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can the Sandages and the Browns. We just keep right on going.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like
Miss the Wells.
So Blackford's, many
Tracy's.
Yeah. They were all
every
right
single
there.
House. I was trying to even think last night. I was thinking, how many kids were there? And between, and of course, Melrose was a big part too.
Right,
you know,
that's right.
Like Greenwood and Melrose
that's right.
ran together, and so all the kids that grew up on Melrose were right there with us, you know. But I think there were probably between 20 and 40 at all times
sure.
while I was growing
sure.
up. You know, if you didn't have anything to do, you just walked out on your porch and things started happening
mm-hmm.
because there were kids everywhere.
Yeah, and that, of course, that holds a very special place in my heart. Of course, my first 2 years of life was on Brown Street, right behind
right.
my grandparents' house,
mm-hmm.
or right behind your house,
yes,
right
in the
house there
I
where
sure
the
did.
Dietrichs eventually bought. You know, it's just such a good part of my childhood memories is there, and a lot of it is because of people like your parents and other guys over there and other people over there who treated us as good as if we were their own. And I just want to tell you guys how much I appreciated them, and knowing all of your family, I appreciate you taking a little bit of time to tell us a little bit and remind us a little bit about what your dad did and your mom too, because there's probably a lot of people that play baseball today or go to Lone Oak that may not know that history. But folks, this is a guy who, along with some other distinguished people in our town, made those things happen. And they still are going on today for our community. And we just appreciate that. So thank you, guys.
Thank you very much,
Doug. Thank you very much for honoring our dad and our mom.
My thanks to Kathy and Sonny for coming in this morning and talking about their parents and what they meant to our community. I also appreciate you coming in every Saturday morning for All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next week at 11 o'clock. Don't forget, every weekday morning, I'm here from 6 until 8 to try to get you up and get you going on Jessamine County's own radio station, Jess FM 105.9.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.